Welcome back. This is Deanna. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Robert Redfern, R-E-D-F-E-R-N. He is an author, speaker, and a nutritionalist. His website, two of his websites are robertredfern.com and curcuminhealth.info. He has seven additional websites, which are listed on the two that I just mentioned, one of which is reallyhealthyfoods.com, which gives some diet ideas. I have a book. It is called Eat Right for Your Blood Type, and it was written by Dr. Peter D. Adamo, and it promotes the use of meat according to your blood type. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, in the end, it's theory, because meat itself is not bad for us, if you know what I mean. But of course, the meat that comes out of factory farms is bad for us, because they're all fed on grains and cereals. They have six times more saturated fat in a grain-fed beef rather than a grass-fed beef. So if you're going to eat meat, then eat naturally reared. The chickens should be from grass-fed chickens, naturally reared. The beef should be from grass-fed beef, naturally reared. Okay, is it going to put the price up? Yeah, so you won't eat it as much, and you'll just eat it as a treat, you know, and that's okay. It's not really going to do you that much harm. It's just a position that everybody can't eat meat on the planet. You know, we have 2 billion Chinese coming up now, and they're all eating meat like mad, and they're having to buy grains to feed those the meat they've got over there. That's just going to push up the price of meat. It's going to cause more problems on the planet. In the end, either we all can do something properly as a planet and as a community, or we can't. If people just look for themselves and say, well, you know, I'm going to do this and I don't care what anybody says, you know, what sort of a planet is that going to leave us all in the end? And I'm not talking about ecology. I don't actually believe in global warming personally. But I believe in not having enough trees on the planet and too many cows and not enough trees. In fact, in my article, I say, you know, kill all the cows and plant trees instead, because trees will make a better environment. It'll stop the, you know, the hot spots that's happening around the planet, because trees just create a more perfect environment all the way around there.
Oh, yes, it's terrible. I hate to see them getting rid of forests, you know, and the elephant habitats, and planting things that they don't need to plant. I mean,
let me make myself unpopular. We can't have a planet full of elephants either, you know, because they just smash down trees, actually, and so I'm not saying no elephants, but they've got to be contained in a you know, a proper park, actually, parkland. You know, all right, thousands of acres of parkland, but that's it. You know, the elephants have got to be culled on a regular basis, because this planet is for human beings now, and we need to make it the you know, a Shangri-La for human beings. And I'm afraid cows don't fit into a Shangri-La for human beings, because, you know, they just take up too much of our land, too much of our resources, and you know, we have a problem. Now, I know people are saying that the drug companies are trying to kill people off, and the food industry is there to make sure people get sick and die off. You know, I don't know whether that's true or not. It seems like it's true, but I don't know whether it's really true. I don't know how stupid the people are, the drug companies and whatever. But I do know I was in the USA. I'm in the USA about twice a year over in California. And I was watching TV there, and it was a Senate hearing. Yes, I do boring things like watch Senate hearings on TV when I'm there. And John McCain was talking. I'll tell you this when I've finished, actually. It's a really interesting one.
All righty. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy 3 of their seed banks for less than the price of 1 of ours. Okay, so score 1 for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want 3 of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just 1 Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
Robert Redfern. His websites are robertredfern.com and curcuminhealth.info and reallyhealthyfoods.com. And I was just looking at some of the suggested foods on this website. And you also include sprouts, and you can sprout wheat, barley, and alfalfa. And sprouters are very, you can buy them very inexpensively. We do have some callers lining up. Did you want to go ahead and finish your thoughts before?
John McCain, actually, about 2 years ago, he was trying to introduce a bill that would force the FDA to allow cheap drugs in from Canada, because, of course, people pay about 10 up to 50 times more for the drugs in the USA. Not that I agree with drugs, because I don't believe you need virtually any drugs whatsoever. But he was trying to get this through the Senate committee so that they would bring the bill forward to the House. And, of course, every single one of them said no, no, no. And he just turned around and he pointed to them all one after the other. He said, you are getting money from the pharmaceutical industry. You are. And every single one of that Senate committee, which was supposed to be looking after the health of US citizens, was being paid by pharmaceutical industry to look after their interests. And he literally said every single one. And the chairman of the committee, you know, was most embarrassed. He was blushing, whatever. But not that John McCain is my man. You know, Ron Paul's my man. But that's another story. Now, why can I have Ron Paul as my man? Because we need the USA to be the leader of freedom. And if there's no freedom in the USA, then there's no freedom anywhere in the world. That's an absolute fact. So As I say, Ron Paul is my man. I know he makes mistakes. I know he's, you know, everything's not perfect, but, you know, compared to everybody else, you know, he's the man. But John McCain literally named and shamed every single person on the Senate committee as being in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industry. So,
right. You know, and of course, he's in there. the pocket of the warfare. He's a warmonger. So,
He's not my man. I was hastening to add, but at least he stood up and pointed to them all and exposed them all for being in the pockets of the pharmaceutical. Every single person on that committee, except him and the chairman. Right. Of the committee. So interesting.
That is interesting.
Is it question time?
All righty. We do have a bunch of callers. Let's take Sunny in Idaho. Sunny, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. Thank you. I'm so excited to hear Dr. Robert on the phone. Mr. Robert Redfern on the phone.
Yes.
And just to let you know, I can hear you, but I can't hear him. We've been using a couple of Robert's products for about 4 years now, and one I would really ask him to mention that has literally saved my life. It's the only reason I think I can get out of bed some mornings at my age, is called Chera Enzyme. And I have given this to people who've had bone surgery, and their doctors have just been blown away because they've healed and gone back 100% mobility within weeks instead of months because of this product. It is so wonderful for any kind of inflammation and headaches. I was just amazed at what it does for headaches. I wouldn't take another aspirin again if it was the only medicine on earth. But thanks for having Mr. Redfern on. And also, Deanna, while I've got you, I came across recently some very important information about one of the subjects that I know you're passionate about, but I don't have email, and I don't want to talk about it on the radio. Can I leave my phone number with the board up, or perhaps
please
get the email address?
Sure.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sonny.
Okay. You can tell Sonny from me. I'm extremely sorry about telling people not to eat potatoes, and the first call is from Idaho. I've been to Idaho many times. Can you hear me, Sonny?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, right, okay. Oh, as I say, well, thanks. I think Cerazyme is another day, actually, because it's such a big topic. I think I should get invited back again to talk about that.
Okay, well, have
it really is, actually.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd be going off on one. So anyway,
okay.
Really nice, Sonny, and you obviously you know my email address, so you can email me anytime if you have any questions. So
thank you, Sonny.
Thank you very much. God bless. Bye bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Hi. I think I missed something when I just came on to ask a question. You were talking about sprouted grains, and that was primarily my question. About sprouting the grains and then making breads out of it. Is that an okay thing to do, or are we still getting ourselves in trouble?
Well, yes. You see, everything's by degree. Nothing's black and white on this planet. You know what I mean? Everything is shades of from black to white and shades of gray. And, you know, I do, you know, my wife makes, you know, we buy sprouted wheat flour, organic sprouted wheat flour, and she does make a little bread, and we just have a little bit of it because the jury's still out whether it's healthy, but it's not as unhealthy as unsprouted. Of course, when you sprout, it takes away the gluten proteins and some other nasties out of the whole thing. It reduces the sugar content dramatically. So as long as you don't go overboard and think that, you know, it's healthy and you can eat as much as you want of it, then, you know, a little slice of, you know, sprouted wheat bread every day is not really going to do too much harm.
Well, that's good to know. I have been having a very hard time finding breads that were not made of wheat that actually were pretty good, even though I've gone to the health food stores. The breads you'd buy there that are not wheat are hard and dry.
They're, In California, there's a Julian's bread, a Julian's Bakery bread. I think they have one with about seven. I have bought it there, about seven grains, sprouted grains. That's as nice as it gets, actually. And I think that's about as healthy as it gets. Julian's Bakery in California. So look out for that.
Actually, the one that I found is being put out by Costco. It's a sprouted honey wheat bread, which is just dreamy. So I started using that.
Well,
I'm sorry. Just to let
go
you
on,
know, there's an awful lot going in the United States regarding stuff, but the federal government is irrelevant in terms of freedom. It's going to be saved by the people in their counties and in their states. Ron Paul is kind of irrelevant at this point, and he's being pushed out anyway. So
the U.S. government's brought out a law that federal troops can bear arms in the state, so they're setting things up for something not very nice anyway, so... Look after yourselves, and really look after yourselves. That's all I would say. And the first thing you've got to do is get your health perfect, because, you know, if bad times come, you know, you need to be as healthy as possible.
You're right. Absolutely correct. That is, the health is the first thing, and I mean, getting your nutrition right, and then you can get healthy.
Right.
Absolutely.
Healthy,
getting big stores of quinoa as well. Have you got quinoa seed yourself?
How do you spell that?
Quinoa. It's a Spanish pronunciation. Quinoa, it's spelled, but it's pronounced quinoa because everybody seems to carry the Spanish pronunciation of the word. So it's quinoa or quinoa.
Okay, I knew what you were talking about. I just had never heard it pronounced that way.
Okay.
Sorry. In California, I hadn't heard it pronounced with a Spanish pronunciation. Can't believe that.
Well, you know, I'm from the Midwest, and I was pronouncing a lot of these things La Cienega. I was pronouncing it La Cienega.
Yeah.
Like Jarupa, I was pronouncing Jarupa. I mean, you know, depends on where you're from.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks, John. Appreciate your call.
Adios.
Okay, let's take Lindsay from Georgia. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Dr. Redfern. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
All right.
Listen, no more insults. It's Mr. Redfern, not Doctor.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. I'm only joking with you. Go on.
No. Well, I stand corrected. Anyway, as Deanna and her audience knows, I've been fighting mitochondrial disease since I was diagnosed about a year ago. 11 months ago, it's been. And the doctor sent me home to die, basically. And that was about this time, almost exactly 1 year ago. Yet, so it's been about almost 13 months, rather, instead of 11. So almost a year ago, the doctor sent me home to just basically die of heart failure. And now, you know, it's like I said, it's been about 13 months since all that happened. And I got my echocardiogram, the heart scan, and the heart is in perfect condition. There's no enlargement, no, I'm physically, you know, from all the tests except my acidity level. Everything is within excellent normal range. But, you know, that the underlying condition I'm still fighting, the mitochondrial disease, but, The vast number of supplements that I take, and I take 29 now, 29 different amino acid supplements, minerals, and that's keeping me alive, Mr. Redfern, and Deanna knows all of this. But what I wanted to contribute to the show is I have a lot of experience with curcumin, a lot of experience, because one of the things that I have to do to keep myself in shape or try to keep myself in shape, because I'm mostly sedentary, to try to keep my energy level somewhat balanced. When I do some kind of exercise, I have to do it at night, and I have to do it where I keep myself cool, or as cool as I can.
Yes.
And what I do is I dance. And what I found was I would have to stop and only do it once a week because the inflammation in my joints becomes so bad and the muscles would become so... so hard due to the acidity of my blood, that
gentlemen,
I would
gentlemen,
have to...
we do have to take a real quick break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. So, Lindsay, stay with us, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Our guest today is Robert Redfern, and we have Lindsay on the phone who was going to tell us about his experience with curcumin.
Right. Anyway, what I found in my research, and I've been experimenting on my body to find out what I need to do to keep myself not just alive, but thriving. And slowly but surely, I'm making improvements. And what I stumbled upon, Deanna and Mr. Redfern and everyone listening, is that the amount of curcumin that you take, and I want to give a website, Deanna, if I may, the website that I gave to you, where I buy my curcumin because, you know, cost efficiency is really important for me. It's curcumin-turmeric.com. And you can buy our turmeric. Yeah, -curcumin.com. And you can buy a case, which is 12 bottles of 100 grams of 95% curcumin for $250, and that's free shipping. So with the amount that you need to take to keep it in your bloodstream, and you have to keep it in your bloodstream, you have to keep taking it. It's not just something that you take for a couple weeks and then you're okay. If you have continual inflammation, like someone like I would have, continual inflammation. You just have to keep taking it, and I'm assuming for me, probably for the rest of my life. But what I found is if you have to take a minimum of 6 grams in order to really begin to see any kind of effect or feel any kind of effect, and it has to be mixed with oil or and or fat. And that's what I did. I took it with meals, and I always mixed it with coconut oil or with, you know, ate it with pure coconut. I opened up the capsules and put it in my mouth and chewed it with the coconut, because where I am, coconuts are cheap and plentiful. So I started out taking 6 grams, and then after 2 weeks increased that to 8 grams twice a day. So I was taking 16 grams per day. 8 and 8 would be 16 grams, and with about a 10-hour period in between. And what I found, Mr. Redfern, Indiana, I found that, now get this, I would only be able to dance once a week due to really severe inflammation in my ankles. All of that was gone, completely gone. The inflammation was gone. My heart was improving, and I don't really understand why that would be unless the inflammation some way, somehow was affecting the heart muscle itself. But my endurance was improving, my energy level. And what I found out from the energy level improving was something called cytochrome C. Now, Mr. Redfern, do you know about this cytochrome C as something mitochondria? It's something that affects the mitochondria.
No, I don't. No. I mean, I understand the mitochondria, and I understand, you know, that it actually generates the ATP by taking in sugar and oxygen.
Right.
But that's where it finishes.
Lindsay, I think it's important to tell the audience, if you'd like to share, how you got
so sick.
Sure,
whatever.
How did you get so sick?
Well, it seems that when I took my a full battery of injections of vaccines, I took a total of over a period of 2 months, or a month and a half rather, six weeks, I took 15, I think it was 15 injections, and that was 10 vaccines, and it was a total of 15 injections. And there's really not much that I can say.
You were healthy, right?
Well, I had not severe chronic fatigue syndrome, not severe, but in 2007 is when I had the vaccines, that full battery of vaccines. And I started to notice I was not feeling very well. 16 months ago, now it's been about 17 months ago.
Okay.
And what I found out from other people's research is that vaccine-induced diseases can, you know, vaccines can also negatively influence the DNA. And what I found out is that vaccine-induced diseases can have a dormancy of several years. You know, several months up to many years. And now I'm going to have some kind of genetic testing done to confirm whether or not this is the case. But when I get back home, I'm absolutely going to find out if, in fact, the vaccine, you know, whatever kind of vaccine it was, brought about my condition. Now, again, Deanna, you kind of put me on the spot because I'm not really prepared to speak on this, but I think it is important. No, it's okay. I think that it is important for people to understand that for some people, vaccines can induce diseases, including DNA-based diseases. And
well, I'm against all vaccines for any
purpose for anyone.
Listen, we're coming up on a break, and we have a bunch more callers.
So thank
you so much, Lindsay, for calling
all
in
right.
and sharing your experience.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Robert Redfern. His websites are robertredfern.com and curcuminhealth.info, and he also has 7 more websites that you can go to when you go to those other two. I have a bunch of people on the line. Plus, we have several email questions. One thing that Lindsay wanted to mention is he says that he takes 1 gram of black peppercorns, which is about 1/4 teaspoon, when he takes the curcumin. And anyway, Robert, what do you think about that?
Well, black peppercorns have been used for thousands of years for whatever, you know, however people worked it out. But whenever you have black peppercorns, then whatever else you're eating, you improve the nutritional uptake. There are proprietary blends of this, black pepper extract. The most famous one is piperine, which has got the studies. All the rest haven't got studies, but piperine has got studies that it doubles the amount of curcumin when you take this. It's an extract. It's not the actual peppercorns. It's an extract from it to improve the uptake of any nutrient. Of course, you have to be careful if you're taking drugs from the pharmaceutical drugs, because, of course, it will double the amount of pharmaceutical drugs going in as well, which is dangerous, of course. So just one of those things. But basically, yes, black pepper on your food even will improve the uptake of nutrients from your food.
Very interesting. All righty, let's take James in Florida. James, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon, Robert and Deanna.
Hello, James.
I have a brief comment and a quick question. The brief comment would be that about the benefits of the curcumin, and I surely lament that we've lost Bob Chapman to that fast-acting pancreatic cancer. And he could have possibly benefited mightily from that. Now, another question that I have is about the nutritional and therapeutic uses of cannabis hemp, which seems to be suppressed by the world governing bodies as well as the pharmaceutical industry. That it could be it's a superfood in itself, it seems to me, and there's just no reason other than Luciferianism that why this is being suppressed. What do you think on that?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of issues here. In the land of the free, you can get any drugs that you want, actually. But what you're not free to do is to drive cars and operate machinery and look after young children under the influence of drugs. But as far as I'm concerned, they can legalize all drugs tomorrow. That will put the criminals out of business and stop so many deaths and stop so many robberies and all sorts of problems. But putting that aside, that's my little stand for the legalization of drugs. The second part of your question really is, does cannabis have a beneficial health effect? And I'm sure it does. I read about these things. I don't take it myself. I don't take any drugs other than nutritional supplements. But I do know that I'm happy to advise a person, say with multiple cirrhosis. People with multiple cirrhosis take these things, and I'm happy to give them a course of action that will get rid of their multiple cirrhosis. So I can't really say it's going to help multiple cirrhosis in the way that I would help it, because I would help it to get rid of the problem completely, whereas taking cannabis resin would just ease the symptoms of it. And, of course, then the person is still got the problem. It's still a problem for their family, of their society, their community. So I don't advocate it, because I know the conditions that people would take it for to alleviate the symptoms are easily reversible anyway. And so that's my answer. I'm all for freedom, and I'm all for people being relieved where they can be. But of course, as I say, I'm happy to advise people how to get rid of the problem completely so they don't have to take such things.
Can I get a brief comment on that? From my perspective,
absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
I have given you every green herb bearing seed. To you, it shall be for meat. Now, cannabis is a green herb of the field bearing seed, is it not? Yes, it is. And this is something that mankind would be well steered towards, because it is a righteous, mystical, blessed, healing, herbal gift from God to man. Okay, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Right. Okay. Let's take Mark in Pennsylvania. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna. It's amazing. You keep on keeping on, and you keep on bringing on great guests. Mr. Redfern, you're fantastic. We very much appreciate your perspective. And Deanna, this quinoa is very good. You got to check it out. You can actually cook it up in a rice cooker. Because we do that, and we actually mix it with a little brown rice, because my significant other is from the Asian areas, and they eat white rice. And if you want to know a very quick way to get diabetes, is to have a daily diet of white rice, because you will surely get diabetes.
Absolutely.
And but there's something else I came across a few weeks ago, actually a week or so ago, and it's this another ancient grain called chia, and
oh,
we
yeah.
know it from the chia pet. You know the chia
yeah.
pet. They've even got an Obama chia pet now, where you can pet his little head. You know. Anyway, chia seeds are amazing. The more I learn about them, they're absolutely fascinating. And I started, I got some seeds, and you mix like 9 parts of water to 1 part of the seed, and it creates a gel. And then I take that gel, and I've been making smoothies for the last several weeks, but up until I started adding the chia gel to my smoothie. And are you ready for this? I'm not hungry the whole day long, whereas before, after a couple hours, I'd get hungry. Now I'm not hungry for the whole day long. So I've been investigating this, and I want to touch on something else. I'm not into these diets or whatever, but I came across an idea from a Barry Sears, PhD, he wrote some books about the zone diet. And in that book, and in his books, he talks about the balance between proteins, carbohydrates, and oils. And he says if we have that, and if you eat a meal and you know and it's balanced, you'll know it because you won't get hungry for several hours. But if you are imbalanced, you will definitely get hungry and you'll be craving because your body will be craving. So I looked up this chia, and chia has a balance between protein, carbohydrates, and oil, and it seems to give you sustained energy. And the core, I think that one of the core elements is amylase, A-M-Y-L-A-S-E, which has to do with, I guess, digestive process. And anyway, in Central America, the Tarahumara Indians ate these chia seeds, and these people could run for 100 miles in a day and not tire. So could you comment on this chia, what you know about it, Mr. Redfern?
Well, you've told everybody everything I could tell, except it doesn't really go on its own. You have to throw it in with something else. So if you're cooking up some quinoa or some vegetable quinoa or whatever, you know what I mean, then you would throw it in with it because it becomes like a glutinous gel when it's cooked. And so you just throw it in with something else, throw it in a soup, throw it in, you know, if you're making up, one of my favorite dishes is chili with quinoa. And, what's it called? It's gone out of my head now. Anyway, I cook a veggie chili anyway, and with quinoa, and I throw the chia seed in there actually because it doesn't. You can't really take it on its own and eat it as a dish. Whereas I eat quinoa literally. I'll go to the fridge and pull out a few big scoops of quinoa and eat it just to keep me going through the day. As you say, you know, once you've eaten a meal with quinoa in it, you know, you don't really feel. In fact, it tell you, you know, anybody that wants to lose weight just get the quinoa in the fridge and cook it up once a week, 2 big pots of it, one with veggie and one with just on its own. Because the one on its own, you can even mix with my wife does this, with sheep's milk yogurt. She'll have some yogurt and put some quinoa in it. When she makes some soup, we just throw quinoa in the soup, actually. And gosh, that is, you know, I mean, you can't eat anything else after that. You know, it's so nutritious and so filling.
Well, here's what I also understand about the chia is that I believe the scientific focus here is the amylase, and what it does is whatever else you eat, it basically balances out or regulates the transformation of whatever you're eating into sugar, so that your body can use that sugar as energy, and it does it in a way that it moderates it so it prevents you from spiking. And that's this deal about Barry Sears, the PhD who wrote this whole deal about the zone diet. His research was fascinating, and I'm not a diet person, but I came across this book of all places in the Goodwill store or whatever, and something just told me to buy it. I got it for a quarter, and I read the thing, and I said, there's something to this, because he says that if our diet goes out of balance with the protein, carbohydrates, and oil, that the body creates some kind of a poison or something that affects the heart muscle and the electrical signal of the heart muscle, which will show up as something wrong with the heart, when in fact it really all goes back to the diet. And so anyway, I wanted to throw my 2 cents in the.
Well, let me just clarify, you know, for the listeners, that what you're talking about. Amylase is an enzyme, and when you chew food, 25 times as you're supposed to do, then your body will produce through the mouth all the amylase that you need. So you don't really need to have it, although it's in foods naturally, such as the chia seed, and most seeds have got some amylase in, and that is just going to help it all along. But if you chew your food anyway, but of course, right. The chia seed has got a big dose of omega-3 and a really absorbable form of omega-3, which is going to balance the omega too much omega-6 in the diet that we have. So it really is a full food. There is one called Chia Gold or something like that, and it's a brand name, and it's actually got studies, and it's allowed to make the claim that it reduces diabetes when you have it in your diet. So, you know, it's a good thing to throw in your food,
One more thing I'd like to mention, because you guys talked about milk earlier. I actually grew up on the farm, and I've drank cow's milk, but we also had goats, okay, and I actually drank goat's milk. Are you ready for this, Deanna and Robert? Is that goats are one of the few mammals on the planet that create vitamin C within their own body. That's why they're so healthy, and that's why farmers who know their stuff will always keep a couple of goats around their barn, so that if there's a illness going through the herd, the goats will actually absorb that illness and will transfer it and transform it and release it, and it will help the herd to stay healthy.
Wow.
Well, you taught me something anyway.
Thank you, Deanna. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mark. Okay, so we're all going to go out and buy some quinoa and some chia seed, and we're going to get a goat, right? We're all going
to... goats... Well, sheep's milk is actually even better, and sheep's cheese and goat's cheese, you know, all good stuff, actually. I mean, good stuff comparatively, you know what I mean? But, of course, as we all know, goats are the cause of deserts in the world, you know, because, you know, they have them in third world countries, and they eat all the trees, and of course, all the trees that, you know, and then the winds come and blow all the soil away, you know what I mean? But let's not spoil the party.
All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great guest as always. Great conversation. I'll bring in one other topic that I think will really take the precedent in this whole thing, and that is my background is physiological psychology, so you bring in the biochemistry of the human body. We are omnivores. Okay, we can get energy from two ways. We can get it from fats or sugars. If we get it from fats, we are in digestive parasympathetic state of the autonomic system. Otherwise, we're getting it from sugars. We're in the sympathetic state. The unfortunate thing is we have to also secrete insulin to get that sugar to the mitochondria, and basically that's a total disruption. I've created a concept called civilization cycles, and basically every civilization ascends after it changes from a hunter-gatherer to an agricultural perspective and starts getting its energy from sugar, it goes into collapse because the gluten in the grains and the running on the sugar essentially destroy the body. We're in collapse now. We are designed to be hunters. We're designed to eat meat products because that's the only way we can keep the parasympathetic and the utilization of fats for energy to keep our body regenerating and restoring itself on a regular basis. So that's my input, and I'm hopeful of hearing that.
And you are correct, but of course you can get fats from lots of places. You can get fats from hemp seed and chia seed, and they have fabulous fats in them. The problem with the hunter-gatherer concept is, and it's quite correct actually, the foods in about 400-500 BC, hunter-gatherer units moved around Central Europe, and that worked fine. They would move around, they would camp different places, but of course after a while people have babies, and then you get too many babies and there's not enough room, and so everybody has to have a big fight and kill the other hunter-gatherers so that they can actually have enough room for them. So in the end we have to come to a what I call a civilized way to go forward on all this, and in the civilized world, you know, you just can't have everybody eating meat. The mathematics do not add up. It's some people, other people, the whole deal. You know, you cannot have it. So a civilized world has to find a way forward, or the other way is to, as I say, have the battles with the other groups and get rid of them so that we've got more for ourselves. So we have to make that choice anyway.
Well, this is why I suggested to Diana that we're overpopulated.
You're absolutely correct, though. It is better to get your energy from fats and proteins than it is from sugars, because sugars spikes the insulin. Insulin upsets the whole metabolism of the body, including the hormones, and so people have all sorts of problems from insulin. Insulin's a toxin in the body. It's there just as a in the autumn when we are gorging on fruit to what I call put some extra fat on to see us through the winter. It's there just to get rid of some of the sugar out of the body and put it into fat. That's what it does. It's a straightforward. But if you keep eating sugar day after day after day after day, then of course you get fatter and fatter, but you also get damaged by the insulin. You're absolutely correct on all that.
You've got some great callers.
Never mind, get great guests. Actually, so I could listen to your callers all day long.
We do have great callers. All righty, we are taking our 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River. For $1,395, quarter-acre lots, county road access, all lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Robert S. Redfern. His websites are robertredfern.com and curcuminhealth.info. And we do have some email questions I want to get to before we take our next caller. What about preventing excessive calcification inside the blood vessels? Talk to us about heavy metal detoxification, which might call for cilantro, spirulina, or chlorella. And what are your thoughts on kombucha and goat's milk kefir? You probably answered that pretty much.
Yeah.
And living water.
The first
water.
One, living
water. And you also talk about, your basic food plan, you talk about drinking water, distilled or filtered water per day, 8 glasses per day.
Yeah. Well, 6 to 8 depends on the temperature outside. And I always say, tell people to put either a pinch of bicarbonate of soda in, which I'm about to say for the calcification inside the body, because the body, when it's over acid, it has to neutralize the acid with an alkaline mineral, because that's what it's got. And so it has to take that mineral, the calcium, which is a very alkaline mineral, it has to take it from the bones and from anywhere it can, and lay it down in the body to try to neutralize the acidity in the bloodstream. And so by taking a pinch of bicarbonate of soda, the body produces bicarbonate of soda all day long. It produces it from salts that we should have in our diet. You know, the crazy medical system is saying, you know, cut down on salt. What they mean is cut down on junk salt. They don't really mean cut down on sea salt or rock salt, because anybody worth their salt knows that we have to have salt in our diet. We have to have it in our body, in our food, because salt's got important minerals, and those minerals are an essential part. The body produces bicarbonate of soda all day long and every day for all sorts of jobs around the body. In fact, there's studies showing that taking bicarbonate of soda will rescue kidney disease. And so people on dialysis are rescued literally within a month by putting a pinch of bicarbonate of soda in those 6 to 8 glasses of water. What is kidney disease? It's the calcification of the kidneys. That's what causes it. So it's the same thing whether it's in the arteries, whether it's in the kidneys. Take a pinch of bicarbonate of soda in 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, and make sure you drink that water, not, you know, anything else. And then whether it's filtered water, living water, you know, I think some of this is overrated, but we really should have filtered water. Rainwater is perfect water, of course, but of course we don't drink rainwater. And so the closest thing is distilled, or it would be very nice if we could run it through an ultraviolet light as well before we drink it. But taking the bicarbonate of soda, what was the other question now? On
What about kombucha? What are your thoughts on kombucha?
Oh, I just don't know. I've never had it in my life, and I know nothing about it. I've heard about it, but I've never read a thing about it. All Sorry right. about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
You got me.
We've run out of time. We still have some callers on the line. We still have email questions. We need to have you back.
I didn't want to tell you, but I would have paid you to let me come on your program.
We'll talk about that later. But we will have you back. Anytime. And you don't have to pay me.
I know. All right. Thank you very much. And thank you to all the listeners anyway for putting up with a crazy Englishman. So.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you a